The Child Abuse Royal Commission will today open a public inquiry into how the Catholic Diocese of Wollongong handled child abuse allegations against local priest John Nestor in the 1990s. John Nestor was convicted but later acquitted. But a strikingly unusual feature of this case is that the church defrocked Nestor. For the first time, the Royal Commission will take a close look at the role of the Vatican in the affairs of the church in Australia. Emily Burke reports.
John Nestor was a Catholic priest when he was charged and convicted of indecently assaulting an altar boy in Wollongong in 1996. Within 12 months, he was acquitted on appeal, but the church had him removed from the ministry. John Nestor challenged that ruling and was reinstated by the Vatican. But in 2001, the Wollongong bishop took the unusual step of appealing the Vatican's decree, and Nestor was successfully banned from celebrating Mass.
The man on the ground should have been the man who made the decision, and in the end was the man who made the decision, but that's not common with Rome. Normally, Rome makes a decision and the people just kowtow to it.
Chris Geraghty is a retired judge and a former Catholic priest.
Rome has always shown a preference for the company men, for priests. They want to have the reputation of protecting the company men. They want to keep scandal at bay. They want to make sure that the priests, when they're ordained, realise that they will be protected and they'll be looked after. Look, that's what the police force does to the police. That's what the army and the navy does to their people too. The church is no different. If you've got people working in your company, in your institution, they have to be assured that almost no matter what, they're going to be protected.
In 2008, Pope Benedict dismissed Father Nestor from the priesthood.
The Catholic Church in Australia was at least a decade in front of the Vatican in the realities of how to deal with priests who had abused children.
Francis Sullivan is from the Catholic Church's Truth, Justice and Healing Council.
It took the Vatican the best part of nearly 12 years for the penny to drop that their procedures, their perspective was simply not up to the contemporary way in which the church needed to deal with priests who are abusers.
Does the Vatican have a case to answer before the Royal Commission?
The head of the Royal Commission, Justice McClellan, has already stated publicly that it has sought documents from the Vatican and in this particular case received documents around this whole process. So it's the first time where we will have a public hearing in which the role of the Vatican will be under scrutiny. I think the Vatican will probably need to be watching very carefully how the hearing progresses, because if we can take the Vatican at its word, it is saying it wants to do everything it can so that a policy of zero tolerance can be implemented across the world. To do that, it needs to hear what the scrutiny of this Royal Commission reveals.
Francis Sullivan from the Truth, Justice and Healing Council. Emily Burke with that report.